Well, I've got to weigh in on this. It's the news, according to me. It's going to be another good morning, folks, by the way. It is Wednesday morning. Oh, what is it? It must be the 12th, I guess. Is it the 12th? I don't even know if it's the 12th. I'm actually recording this on my iPhone this morning, it is the 12th this morning. And it is 6:44 Central Time, 7:44 Eastern Time, the normal time. And I know it's a little bit late. I'm just going to be a short show this morning. I didn't have a chance to do a show yesterday morning, and I did have a chance to do a show. The problem was going to be wasn't going to have a chance to post it until because it just that takes almost as much time as it does to do the show itself. It takes a little time. And I try to do as much show as I can in the mornings, and I got myself into a situation where I had to head out the door. I couldn't get the show posted, and then I couldn't get it posted until later in the day on Monday. Yesterday, Tuesday, there wasn't an actual show yesterday. There wasn't a show at all. So today, we have a show. And this morning, I have a cup here, but it's just water. It's kind of boring. Now, I do have I still have a thermos full of, not full, I have a thermos with tea in it, sweet tea in it from home. I'm going to save that for later today, but I'm not going to drink that now. So, I am drinking just water this morning, and I've got some chocolate milk in there as well, but I'm not going to drink that until later. I get right before breakfast. I didn't get my workout done today. I worked out extra hard yesterday. I did about 5 miles of walking, and then I also did my weight stuff yesterday. And so I slept really well. Let's put it that way. I slept really hard. I usually only sleep about 6 hours. I sleep about 6 hours. If I sleep well, it's 6 hours. And then sometimes I'll wake up at that 6 hour point. Occasionally I go back to sleep a little bit. But this morning was one of those times when I woke up and I ended up sleeping another about 45 minutes, almost an hour. And it's usually during that time I actually have some dreams. That's kind of weird, but. So I want to weigh in on this one issue that seems to be, it's been in the news, and I've hesitated to actually weigh in on it, mention it, discuss it at this point, because it was a bizarre case here. Interesting things have been happening with the Proud Boys. I would like to get into that, but I just don't have time for that this morning. Some of the cases on their conspiracy charges and some of the J6ers that are going on. However, this case in Tennessee, with they're calling them the Tennessee Three, I think that's what they're calling them, whatever they're calling them. This is going to be another squad, basically. Weird, this is just a weird, bizarre case. Mostly because the representatives who were involved in this, and they got expelled, or two of them got expelled. There was basically not really a court case about this, but there was a case that was brought before the state Congress, I guess we're going to call it that, review board or whatever it was, whatever they call themselves. So what happened was there was this, so it all stems back to the killing that happened at the school. Very strange protest breaks out. All of the people who show up for this protest, it is the most bizarre thing. Almost, I would say 90% of them, maybe more, were women, first of all. They're all about the same age. You didn't see any older mothers there. Very few of them were older folks. All of them looked like college age kids. Or shortly thereafter college. Early 20s. The men who were there did not look much like your typical Tennessee man there, I was going to say. I don't know if that makes any sense or not. They looked like the typical protesters that you would see. Now, there's also a few other people involved in this protest who seemed to be organizing and leading the group who had bullhorns. And those people were state representatives. Three of them. Now, two of them were black men. One of them was a white woman, an older white woman. The one individual who actually was carrying the bullhorn was obviously leading the charge. I mean, this is something that they were, it was almost as if they had organized this thing. They were part of the organized effort to disrupt a state house proceeding, which they did. And they were assaulting people and assaulting police officers. They had to have police escorts, and people were assaulting they were pushing the police around. There weren't punches thrown, anything like that, but you can't grab a hold of police. You can't grab a hold of people, representatives. You can't push the police around who are trying to protect. The whole thing, those people should have been charged with assault. That's not a part of a peaceful protest. These people were being way over the line. And they were involved, the people who were involved were state officials, elected officials. You can't do that. Now, especially when it's in session and you're there, you're one of the people in session. It's just uncalled for. Now, here's the bizarre part of this case that, again, is just the whole thing is bizarre. It's made for TV at this point. The woman in this case, she didn't get expelled. Now, here's the reason she didn't get expelled. Before the review board, she argued, her representatives, or her rep, I think she had court, I think she actually had legal counsel, they argued that she was not involved with the bullhorn. She was just standing with them, and she didn't take part in their shouting and the activities. She was not elevated at that point. She was simply standing with them. So because of that, they had no evidence that she did anything more than that. The other guys are on video doing more, and they showed the only pictures and video they had of her were standing with them, and she wasn't, you know, she was speaking, but not, she wasn't in the bullhorn leading the charge. So they didn't expel her. And she gets on television being interviewed. And she says, well, do the math. They expelled two black men and let the white woman off. The only reason I was not expelled is because I'm white. That's not what you argued for. Your argument was very different than that in the review board. And you turn around and say it's because you're white. If she would have been expelled, it would have been because she's a woman. See where this is going. The next day, one of these fellows gets up and speaks, and it sounds like he's preaching at a church. Of course, this is over Easter weekend, and he's talking about Friday and the resurrection and something about his black Jesus. Well, Jesus was not African American. What his skin color was, I have no idea. How dark tan he was, I'd have no idea. He wasn't white. He wasn't Caucasian. He was Semitic, probably, most likely. Just saying. There was nothing, you know, recorded of him being an albino, so we don't, you know, we assume he's not, wasn't that. If you want to talk about skin color, it has nothing to do with it. Now, this guy, the way he speaks and the way he was speaking in this speech and the way he's talking this whole time, video evidence has appeared, has actually popped up of him being in college, running for some kind of office in college. And he's talking to kids on campus. He does not have an afro. He's wearing a three-piece suit. And he talks like a normal human being. Doesn't have the phony Martin Luther King kind of swagger that he had in his little speech there. It was just a made-for-TV political theater trumped-up thing. Now, he is trying to make a name for himself. He's probably going to run for representative because I'm sure that the Democrats want him on their side because of his oratory, except that for the fact that he mentioned Jesus. Now, see, they love mentioning, they love talking about religion and bringing up scripture when they're trying to force something down your throat. They'll use that all day long. They use it all the time. But if you pray, or if you mention anything about the will of God, or bring up any other scripture that's contrary to them and their agenda, they will dismiss you and call you out for being some kind of a weird zealot. They hate religion almost as much as they hate our Constitution. So it's a very weird case at this point. Now, my understanding is they had a vote to reinstate the two. I think one of them may have been reinstated. I still have not figured out what happened with all that, if it's even complete yet. But again, there was some people there to protest or to they gathered around this whole idea of whether or not they were going to be reinstated or not. And I never heard anything because that was not that was a protest that they were trying to organize, and it wasn't a part of the George Soros crowd, basically. Funded thing, whoever was funding the group. There was obviously a group involved in this. And you can't tell me that the FBI, who knows all about the parents who are protesting at a PTA meeting or at a school board meeting, that they don't know who these people are and how they organized. You know that they did. Well, it's just they just have an idea. They're just an idea. They're not a organization. Funny how this idea just shows up all organized at certain events. Because they just all have the same idea at the same time. They're not organized at all. They have no social media, no back channels, communication, nothing. So that's really all I wanted to talk about this morning. And I just wanted to bring up some questions and fill you in on what exactly is going on there in terms of what my opinion, mostly, what's most important, of course, is my opinion on the issue. Not that the issue isn't important, it's just that my opinion is more important than the issue itself. That's what I wanted to get across to you this morning, to tell you what to think. I don't even know what to think at this point, so I can't even tell you what to think. I just want to help you be able to think by informing you of kind of the intricacies of what this situation is involving. And we're going to see more. My point is, we're going to see more of this. This is going to continue to be, because the activists are getting involved on every level. And they are going to continue doing this kind of thing, because it's all about them. Tucker Carlson did an interview with Donald Trump. I want to mention this real quick, and he had played some of the excerpts on that. And it was a very interesting interview. He mentioned that the people at the court, when they were booking him, they cried. Of course, Lawrence O'Donnell comes across, and he says, no, the court didn't cry. Trump was on near tears. So again, they try to rewrite everything. Trump was not talking about the people on the court, the people on the jury. He was talking about the people who were booking him. But this is lost on Lawrence O'Donnell. And of course, he can't believe anyone would cry about that, because look, they can't admit to them, anybody who supports Trump or anybody who in the Republican camp or the MAGA Republican camp, to them, those people don't exist. Those are non-people. They shouldn't even be in society, according to them. And they're trying to gaslight you into believing that nobody out there supports Trump, even though right now he's incredibly high in the polls and increasing. Now, whether or not that trend will continue, I don't know, because there's a long time before the primaries at this point. A lot of things can happen. So we'll have to see how this all rolls out and how it all plays out. They're going to continue to attack this guy, which tells you something about their hatred and their vitriol, the way they're operating in this at this point. Once again, folks, thank you for listening. Thank you for subscribing. And appreciate your short amount of time that I was able to spend with you this morning. And I hope that you have a wonderful day, that you can find time to pray for our leaders, pray for our situation in this country, and that you find that the hope that we have is real. God bless everybody. Have a great day.